Blog Talk Radio.
You.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Never been into the title thing, cause I figured that.
Yeah. So, and we back.
Back.
Yes, we are.
I need to do a video for that joint.
What'd you say? You need a video girl for that one?
I need a video for that. I still like that record.
But we do have a new video, right? We have the Shaw Stimuli Wake Up and Go.
Wake Up and Go, man. 10,000 views in a week. I ain't mad. Thank you for all the support, all the people putting it on their Facebook pages. Really, really pushing the message, man, that women don't need weaves, wigs, implants, any of that to be beautiful. Yeah, thank y'all, man. Wake up.
Thank y'all. Just wake up and go. Just ride with it. Just however you wake up, just leave the house like that.
But see, I put on my Twitter that was a metaphor, and people didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And it's not literally just wake up and go. It was like wake up your mentality that, you know, you don't need to multiply your all the time. But we'll get into that another time. What were we talking about?
You still got to wash your poom up. You can't just wake up.
Yeah, that was the main, you know, people were skipping that. And then, again, they could just wake up and go. But tell them what we're talking about this.
So if you don't wash your poom, you might be talked about on this week's show.
Yeah. What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about bad sex.
Bad sex. Wow, that's interesting. Do we have to define bad sex as well? Because I think that's
What is bad sex for Shaw Stimuli, of course?
Well, you know, I was never one to really grade women as far as sex was concerned. Like, I never wanted to sit there and say a girl was whack or, you know, not good at certain things. Because I feel like it's a chemistry thing. Like, what may be whack to you may be great to somebody else. I do think even my view is still narrow, although I tried to make it wide. I do think there are things that are just not good in the bedroom, and if you're not good at it, you know, I think it can be improved upon, but I never just wanted to call somebody whack because you don't know. They might be, you know, they just might be whack with you, and y'all might not just click. But for me, somebody non-responsive is definitely, I think, a thing that I would say was bad, you know.
What do you mean, like, non-responsive? Like, you know, like just laying there or not verbal or what? What do you mean? Like, she's not throwing it back? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like laying there, because to me, that's chemistry. That's two people bouncing back and off of each other and becoming one. Like, if you just chilling, and it's you know, it's nothing. I'm not into the verbal. Like, everybody don't have to be real verbal and be descriptive and want different adjectives about how it feels and, you know, different monikers, you know, call me daddy, father, uncle. Like, I don't need any of that. But, like,
you
I said,
want
everybody.
Any feedback?
I don't need it. Like, some people need to know. Like, you be like, you know, tell me how it feels. Oh, it's good. No, get more descriptive. It's good and wet. No, give me something like superlative. Like, they really want you to go into your vocabulary and tell them some crazy things. And maybe you might not, you know, be an English major. Maybe you might not have all of those words. Maybe
but you don't be
talk.
Wanting to rap over it? You don't be wanting to throw a line out of verse out of something?
I'm just throwing out examples. I'm just giving examples. Everybody's not like that. Some people want to talk. Some people want to carry on a deep dialogue. Some people don't. So, you know.
Let me ask you then, Shaw. So what if she just not like that?
What if what's not like that? What if who's not like that?
What if it feels very good for you, but she's
uh-huh.
just not into all of that? Is that bad sexy? Or you just don't care as long as it feels good?
That's the thing. It wouldn't be bad, but it could be something that could be talked about if I cared enough. You know, the next time you might say, hey, how about we do this? Or you just move on, you know, or you don't get the call back.
Okay, so basically for one-night stands, there's no such thing as bad sex. It is what it is.
I totally stand behind that because everyone has a common goal, and that goal is that climax. And once you push that nut button... Everybody get out of there. You don't need to be calling your friend and, yo, man, she was whack. And, you know, she calling like, yeah, I don't know. He ain't do this. He ain't do that. Like, who cares, man? If y'all trying to last and build on it, then maybe, you know.
So basically, Shaw Stimuli, you don't give out too much effort to the ladies, pretty much.
I never said that. I never said I had a one-night stand.
Oh, okay.
I think
no doubt. Johnny Cochran. Okay.
Happens. Bad sex happens when there's a build-up, when there's anticipation, when people have been talking on the phone, texting, dating or whatever for months, and then finally it goes down. Everybody wants it to be some crazy earth-shattering, you know, lust-making.
And then it's not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody's little. Somebody's, you know, lame. Ooh, tough, man. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get a female's point of view. As,
I'd like to hear from a lady. Jasmine, you want to comment on that?
Oh, sure. Let's see. So, okay, the question I'm asking is bad sex, like describing what is bad sex to me, because it could be different things to anyone.
Right.
So bad sex would certainly be lack of chemistry. That's certainly it. But I really think, like, at that point, by the time... at least for me, by the time you're having sex, like, there had to have been some type of chemistry that led you to that point. But it is that great letdown. Whatever, it's, you know, you, like you said, you're building up this anticipation. I would probably go with the worst experience has been someone that has talked themselves up quite a bit.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Talk themselves up quite a bit. And so... of course, you're thinking, like, you know, I mean, I guess ladies, buyer beware, and men, everything that is advertised is not truly what it is. And then being let down, it's like, what a great disappointment. And then how do you follow up with that? You know, how do you tell that person, like, you should probably stop marketing yourself in that way. So I did, and it felt very... freeing to do that, actually.
What's worse, a guy that's small or premature ejaculation?
Wow.
Wait, a guy that's what? Small or premature ejaculation?
Your size.
Well, you know what? It depends. It depends. Small, I think that you can kind of work with that because there's so many other elements to sex. Other than penetration. And, you know, for those callers that might fall into that small category or maybe with someone in that small category, please holler at your girl, Jazz. I have something for that, okay? So, I have something for that. Pure romance, guys. There's
okay.
extended...
Okay.
There's extenders for that. There are toys. There's a lot of things that you can use that can correct a small penis. But premature ejaculation, I mean, there's things for that also, but that's a little harder to work with. There's a lot more going on than just, you know, just the physical aspect of it. Small penis, we can work with.
Premature is not always consistent. There may be performance anxiety, especially if it's that first time. But I think if it's consistently premature, then that seems like that would be a problem.
Right. See, but the problem with that is that you have to try again, you know? Like,
right.
Unlike you were saying, if it's bad, you just don't get a call back. Well, it could have been bad that night. The person could have been just, like, really excited. A lot could be going on in their mind, but it's just so hard to go back to something that's been that's disappointing.
All right.
So
I think it's worse.
Is there a second chance?
Say it again,
Vic. Is there a second chance? Let's say if this guy talked to himself, you know, I'm like the Greek god Hercules, and I'm going to blow your back out, girl, you know, and then you come through and, and it's just totally disgusting. What'd you do?
You know, I hope he's listening. I told him that I should have had a V8, so he didn't call me back.
I should have had a V8.
But what did he do? Like, did he not last long? Was he over aggressive? Was he like sloppy?
No.
He needs to know.
Okay, so he needs to know, that's for sure, and everybody else that's in his category should know too, especially if you're talking yourself up. Well, it was no good foreplay. That was certainly a problem. So then he wasn't actually aggressive enough, and it was just kind of lame. It didn't match his personality at all. I was really disappointed. And then he didn't even try to fix the problem. Like, you know, maybe I'll rectify the situation. He just kind of let that V8 comment linger.
I don't know, so. Though. You tell a guy, I should have had a V8. You mean
then he needs... Oh, you think maybe that's what happened to him? That was mean. I don't think he told himself.
I'm still not getting the clear picture. You said he was, like, lame. Like, was he trying to make love to you, and you were just trying to, you know, get it in?
No, I think what was really lacking was the foreplay. And he was rushing. He was just all over the – he was all over the place. Like you said, messy. He was just all over the place. He was just not doing what needed to be done. And I really just felt like patting him on the top of his head and walking out.
All right. So, did he take it out boxes? Did he pull his fans down at least?
Yeah, it wasn't like back of the alley type thing. No, it wasn't that type of situation.
No, but I've heard about guys that like pull it out through the hole in their boxes instead of
so,
like
what?
Yeah, like
they do what?
If you're talking hypothetically, if you're talking like that's something that you've done, please don't ever do it again. If there's anybody on this line, or if there's any woman who's experienced where her man has pulled his penis out of that little hole that's meant for urinating, don't do it with him anymore. That's so cheap.
But see, I bring that up because there's a lot of idiosyncrasies that people don't like shoes on, and you know, some people might keep a hat on or a do-rag on, but you know, I'm just gonna throw those things out there. But go ahead.
All of those things, like if you're just passing through, that's what it feels like, or it would seem like you're just passing through, you know, then
right.
That's not cool for me.
We got a caller on, Vic?
Yeah, 404-667.
Yes, hello.
9.
Hey, how you doing?
Guys, how are you all?
We all right?
I'm good. I called in last week on your last show. I just want to commend you all for your show, well, all of them that I've listened in on so far. And this is a very interesting subject as well.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I want to say is bad sex. I was listening to what you all were saying, and so far no one mentioned repetition. What about those people? I'm not just talking about guys. I'm talking about women, too. What about those people that do the same thing over and over, and they wind up just expecting the expected? To me, that could also be bad sex. Like, it might be good,
right.
You know, when it's going on, but when it's all said and done, I know there are some people out there that are like, damn, that's the same thing we did last time.
Right. Which you're right. That goes on with couples that have been together for a while. It happens. But speak on that. What advice do you have to help out?
Call me. Okay. So my advice is spontaneity. My advice is if you don't have a clue, maybe. And this is for guys and girls. If you don't have a clue, you might want to get one, because then your man won't be talking to me at work about what you gonna do at home.
Wow.
But there's plenty of that goes on too. And one of the reasons why some guys put it out there like that is because really at that moment they fishing. They trying to see who's going to do what they like, and they want to know if this person is going to go for it because they're not getting it while they're at home. And you got some females out there that do the same thing. So bad sex doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a small premature ejaculation or, you know, I mean, it could just be repetition. Like it could, like I said, it could be good, but, you know, you might turn around and be like, wait a minute, you know, I need something different. I mean, just to keep it going,
right.
Because after a while, you're going to sit there and think, you know, okay, it's always Saturday night and it's always, you know, I mean, whatever your repetition is,
right.
And you get to thinking about it, that's when you start looking for something different. And if you know you can't get it with whoever you with, you want to look for it somewhere else.
You're right. I heard that the kryptonite to spontaneity is a steady job, kids, money issues, fatigue. Spontaneity becomes like the lowest thing on the totem pole. So the grass starts to look greener on the other side because you figure if I'm repetitious with my, you know, the person I'm with, somebody else, it's going to be new to them.
Well, I don't know about that, because you can do it the same day, the same hour, but you could do a different activity. So spontaneity is so many different things. I mean, I would like to think that if the person that I'm with, significant other, spouse, has a full-time 40-hour-a-week job, that our sex life will still be good. If we have children that are 2 months, 2 years, whatever, that our sex life can still be good. And I tell all of my girlfriends that have children that you liked having sex before you had those little crumb snatchers, so I don't understand why you don't like it anymore.
Because they came out of your vagina and they ruined it.
Oh, my gosh. But there's also another twist to that, if you think about it, too. It could be a number of reasons why it just turns into bad sex, because maybe, you know, one person is not as attractive to the other like they thought they were. This doesn't necessarily have to be married people either. You can be dating someone, or, you know, you can just have a sex partner or whatever for, you know, a few months. You know, everything is going good, and then all of a sudden you're thinking like, wait a minute, this is just not me. It's not going to go anywhere because, you know, the attraction is not there anymore. So when you do it, it almost feels like a chore.
That is terrible. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in and for sticking with us over these past weeks. And callers, if you would like to dial in, press 1. And I'm not on the switchboard tonight, but Vic is. And he'll make sure that you are heard. So, Sorius, we heard from Sha, we heard from 404, we heard from me. How about you? Tell us about your bad sex experience.
Well, I haven't had too many bad sex experiences, but whenever there's bad sex, I would say that the number one thing is odor, I think, for most guys. Even though, like when Sha says, you know, from what I hear from the dude say, is that when it's like a one-night thing, you don't really care about those type of things. But, you know, when you're dealing with the same person, though, you know, day in, day night, that definitely can be a turnoff. And I think just how a guy could be sloppy, I think a lot of times women just don't have too much rhythm, you know, and that messes things up. I don't really agree with Sha too much when he says sometimes women aren't responsive, because sometimes, you know, like everybody has a combination pretty much to figure it out. And, you know, if you have the time on your hands and there's something you can do to help that person to feel whatever it takes for them to, you know, do whatever you want them to do. Or just command them. Sometimes you can just say, hey, you know, do this. Or you control their body, you know what I'm saying? But I think sloppiness and odor. And a lot of times when a man tells a woman, well, this never happened before, let's say he came quick or whatever it is, the equivalent with a woman, like no woman's, you know, pussy ever smelled. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that maybe 98% of women would deny to the deathbed.
And that's a real problem. You know, they say, well, I never heard that before, or really? And there have been times where I've actually turned my finger. You know, I turned my finger. And, you know, and put in, like, girl, this is you right here. You don't smell this? You know, and it'll just lie right to my face. And, like, you don't smell this. No, I don't smell anything, you know. So, obviously, you don't get the callback. But when it's a loving relationship, you got to deal with it, you know. But I have caller 770 on the line. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, nothing much. When y'all come in about the bad sex, I have only like two issues. I think one of the main issues is you meet a woman and she just lies there, like a corpse.
Right.
And, I mean, that's like a complete turn off.
That's what I said.
I mean, come on, just like try to work with me here. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when y'all wanted for the pounding come in. And that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna fold like an envelope, and we're gonna start pounding. We try to get something out of it.
Fold like an envelope.
and the other issue. And the other issue I got, I mean, we all grown up and we all adults.
Right.
Okay, guys, we don't want to feel like we got to pay for it.
Okay.
You know, we're going to take you out. We're going to take you to dinner, show you a good time and everything. But when we feel like we're paying for it, I think that's kind of like a turn off.
Okay. When you say pay, you kind of mean like it. Like buying the lobster at dinner? Like, what do you mean?
What I mean by paying for it is, like, every time we meet or every time I see you, there's some type of money transaction involved, or you got some kind of quote-unquote bill that's got to be paid in a hurry.
Oh, you talking about Panani justification. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what dating is. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if a guy cares for you, you know, he's going to do, if he really truly cares anything for you anyway, he's going to do for you regardless. But that's going to make us feel like we got to pay for it.
That's real. Maybe Jasmine could speak on that, man. When some guy takes you out, you know, do you feel like he has to do that in order for you to justify laying with him? Is Jazz there? Yo. Hello?
I guess he's gone, huh?
Everybody's gone? That's crazy. I feel you. Vic, you there?
I'm here. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties with Jasmine. She's about to come back on. Really, with the laying there thing, I mean, I have experienced that before. It was disgusting. But, I mean, you know, now that I'm older, there's things you can do. You know, when a woman, all she does is lay there, like, you can combat that, you know, in different ways. Like, just move her, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's on her back and just laying there, then you need to change that position, you know, make her ride you. You can't.
Big, not
can't
because you are, but it's not the issue of what you can do. It's the issue of her personality or how she is sexually. Like, you don't want someone that just lays there. You know what I'm saying? You want someone that's into it. So you're thinking, like, I don't want to have to coach you to respond. If you're not feeling it, then that means that we don't have chemistry. That means that I'm going to move on. I think that's what he's trying to get at. Like, it's just about me making her turn this way and, you know, making her respond.
Well,
like,
I can dig that, but sometimes you got to put that time in. It'll be about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. Because sometimes, you know, who knows where she came from. She may have came from an experience where all money wanted her to do is bend over the couch. You know what I'm saying? And she may not know it's okay to do something else. So she may not know how to do something else. And, you know, sometimes as a man, really sometimes as a man, a woman wants you to just control her. You know what I mean? She may have that locked inside of her or maybe just on the tip of her tongue, but she just needs that push over the edge sometimes.
Victorious, am I on?
You're right, everybody.
What was that call 803 on? 803?
This is Boogie. This is Boogie.
Hello.
Boogie.
Hello, Boogie.
Yes.
What's up?
In the chat room. What's going on?
Yes. I can't call it. I'm tuning in at the very last portion of this conversation. But I don't know if someone has covered the fact that, to me, bad sex is about perception, too. If you don't know your body, if you don't know you, it would be very difficult to show or please someone else.
That's very real.
And a lot of people will take what they've experienced pretty much like a computer. You can copy and paste a document. So some people will automatically assume that what worked with her or him will work with someone else, and that is definitely not true. You can't copy and paste moves. You can't do that. But some people may like their nipples tweaked or bitten as opposed to not touched at all.
That sums it up, to be honest.
Thank you, Dax Boogie, from the chat room.
Yeah.
The chat room is on and popping. You know, that's why I kind of said earlier, you know, that everybody has a combination, you know, that you have to sometimes try to unlock, men and women. And we have 973, you are on the air.
Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Can you hear me?
Okay,
you can hear me good because I'm traveling. All right. First of all, to that gentleman caller that spoke about feeling like he has to pay for it,
uh-huh.
My only suggestion to him is to tune in to the Queen by All Means radio show tonight, Blog Talk Radio, at 9 o'clock, because we are putting to death low-caliber females like that. That's called prostitution. So, anyway, I pretty much agree with what everybody has said, especially the last caller. It's definitely a chemistry thing. You definitely cannot copy and paste moves. What worked for her is not going to work for me. I can't relate to the dead fish thing. I'm not a cold fish. Can't relate. What Jasmine was saying before about the premature ejaculation thing, there are other things that can be done to kind of overcome that hurdle. You know, like Trina said, if you can't beat it up, then eat it up. So.
Wow. What if you don't know how to eat it up?
Well, then I feel for him.
I can admit to being lost.
You can admit to being what?
He said, you said they're lost if they can't eat it up, right?
Yeah, if you can't do either, you know, you might as well just, I don't know.
Couldn't do either, but like, say for instance, I didn't know how to eat. What would you say to me?
Goodbye.
That's it? Just bye.
I'm almost 34 years old. I don't have time to be trying to, you know, I mean, if you have the basics down, then okay, maybe there's a possibility of working with you
right.
to get you to my liking. But if you just have no clue what you are doing whatsoever, goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Like Jasmine said, I could have had a V8, and it'll just be me and the rabbit. Goodbye.
What if I didn't talk it up like Jasmine? Yeah. What if I could
rabbit?
Nah, seriously though, what if I came to you and I was like, yo, I'm not talking it up, but I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. I don't want to copy and paste the last move I did. I care. If you care, help me. What do you say?
Like I said, it's only but so much help you can give a person. You have to come into it with some basic.
That's how you feel.
That's how I feel.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, I mean, you got to respect that, though. At a certain age, you just don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've dealt with a woman that had the, odor issue, and I didn't, you know, have the time or interest to try to teach her how to eat the right foods or whatever the hell. You know, she wasn't doing right. Sometimes you just don't do it. You know what I mean? And,
So, Vic, she says bye to somebody that isn't a cunnilingus expert. Let's say you get a woman that you're digging that's not the best at fellatio, not really good at it, hasn't really done it, and, you know, you dealing with her, what do you tell her? Do you say bye, or do you instruct her? Do you show her?
Well, what I do, I mean, we just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? We just don't do it.
No, you
if
put
I,
the
if
porn
like
on
that,
and you show
her
how to do it right.
Well, you know, yeah, like I said earlier, like when you care, you can do a lot of different things. When you really just don't care about that person, you just don't do it. You know, why waste your time? You know, because, I mean, the funny thing is that good sex for one partner may be, you know, bad sex for the other partner. You know, you may be thinking that is the most horrible thing, and she may be thinking it's the best thing ever, you know, sliced bread, you know. So you just don't do it. Leave it alone. It's not worth it. You know, you go and find someone that is better suited to you. But
so you basically had sex can end a relationship. It's a deal breaker.
Of course, yeah. Well, for me, well, I mean, I won't really get into a relationship if we aren't mutually pleasuring each other.
Jasmine?
Because I'm not going to be. Well, we already know Jasmine, which is, you know what I'm saying. It's a deal breaker.
You know,
we have someone in the chat room, Return to Hip Hop CNN. He's saying, I think that it's a guy, he's saying that his sex is horrible. He says he knows, he pretty much doesn't know what he's doing, but he makes it up in different ways. Now, is that possible, Jasmine? Do you make up sex?
To make up sex. Well,
take the garbage out, you know, you cook and clean.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna let me put it like this. And also there's somebody that is there's a male that's chiming in from 404 that really wants to get on after I make my point.
All right.
I think that when it comes to we're talking about two different things. One is like one night stands and just like sexual relationships. So it's really hard. You can't really make up from that because that's the first thing that you're really putting out is sex. So that's all you're really having to judge is maybe some appearance, smell, and sex. But if you're in a relationship that is, you know, developed, you're friends or you've been dating and you like pretty much everything else about this person, then sex could be something that you guys explore and improve upon together. You
and
know,
in the meantime,
you
run into Sha Stimuli in the club, and he says, well, is your man doing it right? Yeah, but my man, he's a good man, but he's just not hitting it right. And then you have that dichotomy, you know, and that's what happens. You can
play
that game
if you want. No, I mean, it is also a two-way street. See,
Jasmine,
because the other thing is that
totally
you can't really... I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking over you guys. I'm hearing a lot of feedback. But the other thing is that, you know, if you're with somebody and you really care, then you're going to say something, you know. Or you might not say something, but you might introduce some different things. So it's just as much your responsibility if someone is not pleasing you the way you like, if you're not going to speak up and ask for what you want. Now, if that person is not willing to meet you halfway or all the way, then you have some other issues. The other thing, real quick, because I got knocked off, so I have to get my little points. And when you were talking about somebody with a body odor, where that bothers me is maybe there's something going on internally.
Right.
If that person is so used to that. So that's another red flag. The second thing is somebody who doesn't take good care of their body, she's probably not going to be cooking and cleaning all that well for you either. So that's a pretty good indicator as well. And who want to eat from somebody that doesn't have a good sense of smell? But anyways, I digress.
That's a pretty good point. And our next caller from 404 was an acclaimed author and editor of such books as How to Hustle and Win and The Knowledge of Self Anthology and of late The Hood Health Handbook, Supreme Understanding, or a.k.a. Dr. Sujan Das. Are you there?
Clap.
Yeah, I'm here.
Clap it up.
Oh,
clap
right.
it up.
Now,
hello.
You know, we know that in the book you discuss the odor issue and what causes that.
There's a lot of things that cause it, but it can be anywhere from a fungal infection to just you eating too much garlic. So, you know, it's not always the same thing. You know, you could just not be washing up right. You could be taking them bird baths, you know. Bird bath is when, you know, you just wash under your armpits and maybe in between your legs, and you don't really get all the other nooks and crannies.
We call that a tidy.
The untidy.
Well, what's the best way for women to clean that area? Like, I heard douche dries it out, and it's not natural. Like, should they just use soap and water?
There's a lot of different perspectives on that. There are people that are advocates of douche, and even people that are advocates of, like, if you're going to use that, you at least need to use the natural kind, not the kind that you find in the store. And then there's people that say you don't need that. I mean, this is just a variety of opinion. I don't know. I don't personally douche myself, so I really can't tell you what would work best for me. But, you know, in my experience, you know, like Clyde said, like, you really there's women out there that smell like water, you know? Like, if you take good care of yourself, you don't need to, like, yeah, you don't need to add a whole bunch of special processes if you're taking good care of yourself, you know? So, there's people that get by without having to do any of that.
Yeah,
right.
But sir, can you also talk about? I mean, because we're kind of beating up on the women with these poom pooms that need a tidy.
Yeah,
when I was thinking about body odor, I was thinking about men.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that basketball odor. I'm thinking about the basketball nuts. Like I'm thinking about that.
I've been
like
sitting on the couch playing
I'm thinking about
older.
That. All right. Yeah. So, what's the question? I don't even know.
Well, you hit on that.
So,
I just wanted to make sure that men knew that when they sit on the couch and play video games for too long, that they have the tendency to have that odor, very similar to the basketball scrotum odor.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about this stuff in the Hood Health Handbook. Like, there's a section just on hygiene alone, which is just like there's some sections just on how to, like, scrub, like, for real, and trim your hair down there, like trim that, like that don't need to be so long you can't find yourself, like that's not healthy.
No cornrows.
It should not be locks. Like there shouldn't be locks down there, you know. It that needs to be trimmed. Like, but there's a lot of things like the how you scrub, what you scrub with, you know what I mean. Like if you uncircumcised, man, clean that, man, get that cheese out of there, you know, like whatever that is, like do something about that. Like that's just nasty. You know, and if you are sitting on the couch, like, yeah, that stinks. Like, go wash that. Like, go wash that before you ask for something. But, you know, I'm talking like this is not actually, like, you know, like this is just random commentary. But we actually, like, in this book, we took the time to, like, actually dig into the studies and dig into the best practices and dig into the research. And one of the things that people don't realize that affects the way that they smell and the way that even their sexual performance altogether is what they eat. You know,
right.
People think, like, you know, I'm going to eat some, like, oysters. I don't know who eats – well, I do know some people that eat oysters. But, like, oysters are not an aphrodisiac. Like there's – like, people think that certain things that are supposed to, like, make them perform better is making them perform better, and they really not. Like, in fact, a lot of things actually slow us down or mess up our bodies. A lot of things affect everything from our sperm count. Like, the food we eat affects our sperm count. The amount of liquor we drink affects our sperm count. You know, a lot of things affect, you know, how real we are. A lot of things affect how easy it is for a man to get an erection. Like, you eating too much meat, it over time becomes harder for you to get an erection.
Damn. It's fucked up, so.
So what kind of food can you eat that'll help your stamina and stuff like that?
Let me see. Oh man, we got a whole section on how to boost your testosterone, man. I was just on this page on diet, and I was looking at like the three foods that get you down, but I'm about to pull up these six foods to get you up. All right, there's six foods that we listed that'll get you up, and it's for energy reasons, for virility, for stamina, and they are almonds, avocado, bananas, chocolate, garlic, and ginseng. You know, and so, like, if you want me to go into detail, I can, but, you know, it's probably
okay. Please do.
What about Guinness Stout? Is that on there?
Guinness Stout is not on the list. Guinness Stout is definitely not on this list. You know,
okay.
I mean, Guinness Stout is probably a better beer to drink than the other beers, but, you know, it's definitely not a health drink, you know? It's not a health tonic.
So no grape Colt 45, then, you're saying?
Colt 45 is not a health tonic.
Not even the grape.
No.
Okay, so how does avocado help you?
Let me see. Avocado, with its 25 essential nutrients, including vitamin E, folic acid, and iron, avocados are said to be one of the healthiest foods in the world. In ancient Mayan culture, avocados were thought to have many health benefits and even aphrodisiac qualities. The thing is, when you get in, like, that type of nutrition and that much energy, you know, avocados are packed with energy. That's the kind of energy you need. You need that clean energy. Like, you need, like, energy that's not just filled up with sugar. And so avocados are that clean energy that you need. Same thing with almonds. And vitamin E is a natural sex hormone stimulant. So it works for women, too.
Cool.
So what about the mental stimulation part of sex?
That's actually supposed to be the root of a lot of male impotence. You know, male impotence is definitely linked to psychological issues, not just physical issues. And so, like, there's a lot of us that are dealing with a lot of undiagnosed psychological issues, which is why when we did this book, like, we made sure that we dedicated a whole volume, a significant part of it, to psychological issues in the community. We're talking about depression, bipolar, and all these other things that we haven't worked out. Some of us got some real latent PTSD that we ain't never worked out, and it affects our performance.
Absolutely.
Some of us got some childhood issues. Some, you know, there's women out there and men. You know, there's some Tyler Perrys and Nicki Minajs out there that had some bad experiences as children with adults.
Right.
And as a result, they're never going to be comfortable. I ain't going to say never going to be, but it's going to take a lot of work for them to get through whatever issues they have with either their body, with their sexuality. These are the types of folks that, you know, they may never be able to allow themselves to be vulnerable sexually. They may never want to, like, turn the lights on. They may, you know, need to role play, or they may need to engage in, like, things that are outside of what are considered norms to just feel normal. You know,
right.
You got something called
Or just lay there and not move.
Or just lay there, yeah, because when they was 8 years old, that's what they had to do. And, I mean, that sounds sick, but that's real. That's what some people really went through. And
it was real.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that I think every week I confess about something from my early years that affected me, you know, later on. And maybe some other people have this issue, but, like, around the time I was 12, I stumbled upon this tape that my brother had in his VCR, and it was this dude who was coming to clean the pool and ended up, you know, having sex with the shorty. And ever since then, I was always watching these films, and I thought that sex should go down like that, sort of spontaneous, sort of like we know it's supposed to happen, but not really. And I think it's stuck in the back of my mind that sex should go down like a porno for, you know, 20 years after that. So is it, maybe other people have been affected by porno. I don't know if y'all talk
like,
about that.
I mean, Kanye is a porn addict. That's in the book too, isn't it?
Yeah, Kanye. Yeah, that's we talk about what people call, like, being a sexual deviant. We talk about how people could be sex addicts, porn addicts. We talk about how you could be addicted to a lot of things. And, Kanye said he was a porn addict. You know, there's a few people. What's that? Halle Berry's, what was the dude's name? The dude.
Eric Benet.
Eric Benet, he said he was a sex addict. But, you know, like, he wasn't really a sex addict because when he went to the therapy, he realized he ain't had no problems like the other people that was in there. So, you know, like, you may think you have an issue and you really don't have an issue. We actually put some quizzes in the book. Like, we actually have questionnaires, you know, even clinical questionnaires, so you can really, like, look at yourself and see if you got this issue or if you don't. But, I think when you talk about, like, the way porn and all that shapes the ideas of sexuality, man, that's real. We, for a lot of us, that's what informed our ideas about sexuality. Not just that, but the way that older men, like, raised us up to see sex as to see it being all about conquest. Like, okay, how many can you get?
Right.
You know, and we grew up with that. That's our idea. That's what we're supposed to do. And being a man is how much sex you can get.
Can I just speak to that standard of old ways? When you talk about how men were raised, for women, you know, I was hearing a lot of the guys talk about lazy lovers, so to speak. And for women, if you express yourself too much sexually, you know that leads to having potentially a bad reputation. So women have been taught for many years to suppress their sexuality, their performance, you know, even how they speak about sex for fear that they may be, you know, thought of as a whore. So we have to keep that in mind. We have to make sure our partners feel very comfortable in our presence so that they can explore those things that we would all like to see in the bedroom.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeezy taught me. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, well, a woman can never speak proudly about a man to a, or, you know, speak proudly to a man about a one night stand. She can never just be like, yeah, I just wanted to hit that. She can't do that.
Double standard.
Unless she's on the radio.
Yeah. Right.
This is true.
So, yeah, Supreme, where can we get the book?
HoodHealthHandbook.com or our publishing company's website, Supreme. Right, or SupremeDesignOnline.com.
Okay.
You know, we got Big Gregory on the forward. He was, you know, basically one of the people that started this whole Get Healthy movement back in the day.
Big Gregory.
And,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got about 50 authors in there, 50 contributors covering, you know, just about anything you could think of as health related. There's one chapter that's completely on sexual health. There's another chapter that deals with something we touched on, emotional health. There's another chapter that talks about issues like childhood sexual abuse and other types of things that can happen that will affect people psychologically. And there's one on there's actually some in emotional health. There's some stuff dealing with healthy relationships, things like that. And there's in volume one, there's two volumes. In volume one, we actually have a chapter dedicated to men's health that deals with testosterone. Now, people don't know this, but the testosterone levels in men have decreased over 30% in the past 40 years. And it's not an accident. You know, our testosterone levels have decreased, and it's been particularly among people of color. Black and Latino men have seen some of the most significant decreases in all areas health-related. And that goes into testosterone, that goes into sperm count, that goes into all these different things. And we also know that, you know, the most significant number of abortions and all these other sexual issues is found in the Black and Latino community. So it's like this health thing is serious, no matter what area of health you're talking about. You could be talking about prostate cancer. You could be talking about whether you can get it up. And it's all at its worst when you look at the hood.
So get a white man, ladies, basically.
Oh, no. That was not a plug for the man.
No? Oh, okay. Something new. So not late then.
I cannot wait to go and pick up my handbook. So thank you so much for sharing that information.
Thank you.
I think that if we
thank
have to
you.
Use a topic like sex to get people talking about their health, then we've done a good thing.
That's
absolutely
true.
And let's not forget one of the most significant. Before I go, let me just mention one of the most significant things related to sex and health: obesity.
Oh,
like,
talk.
Yeah, like you're not gonna be able to put too much work in when you got a spare tire around your waist. Like you're just not gonna be able to do what you think you can do. I don't care if you're male or female. And so that's a significant issue that we need to address, because you already know, like, we've got some serious issues with obesity. We got some serious issues with weight and the weight. And, you know, like, there's all kinds of other issues related to that. But if we're going to talk about sex and we're going to talk about people that can't necessarily perform and may get winded and things like that, your weight is definitely a factor. Your weight is also a factor in whether you can get it up. Yeah, obesity is also a definite factor in whether you become impotent.
Wow.
And sometimes if the girl's too big, the guy can't get it up. She's so fat.
Yeah.
Also, if the girl, also depending on how big you are, if you got some folds, man, you know, that might be where some of that body odor's coming from. You might have some you know, some old food or some old sweat sitting up in between them folds, you know?
Oh, man. Hey,
yeah.
Stop bringing burgers to the bedroom, man.
You got to lift them flaps up and scrub.
Yeah, Vic, tell her to lift her flaps up.
You're not off the hook either.
Yo, they actually have a website now called livingxl.com, right? Don't go to that website. Go to hoodhealthhandbook.com. But they got this other website, which is strictly for people that are morbidly obese, right? And they have a special reach-around butt wiper. Like, it's something for you to be able to wipe your behind.
Come on, man.
And you can't reach back there with toilet paper no more. It's a special tool. That's like a long wand that you can put the toilet paper on when you're so big that you can no longer wipe your own behind.
That's crazy.
So
they might as well just hire midgets to do it.
little person. Well, thank you, Dr. Dax. And everybody can go to hoodhealthhandbook.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. HoodHealthHandbook.com.
Yes,
so what's next?
Thank you. Vic, where we at?
Victoria, we have time for another caller.
Sure, we have a caller. Well, I think I lost him. I think he left.
Uh-oh.
Wow, so yeah, scrub the spare tire.
Now, that was very insightful.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
That was really good. I'm about to go buy me some more avocados, lay off some of the
salad. I got an avocado in the fridge right now. I'm about to get it in.
You're driving.
I got two
shots. Well, I don't.
No, sir. No, sir.
I'm allergic to almonds and chocolate.
Well, that explains it.
You can feed her almonds and chocolate. You know,
I do watch xvideos.com. You know, that's just very important.
Yeah.
Why
you still walk
around
eating the
cool
man?
Hmm? What's up?
I said, I think you may need some Spanish fly if they're laying too flat. I'm not sure.
No, I'm good, man.
Remember that?
Nope. Yeah, I do. But nobody else is affected by porno? Like, nobody else is?
Well, I mean, I started watching porn when I was 8. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely fucks with your head, you know, growing up, because you have all these images of what it's supposed to be. So I had to consciously, you know, get that out of my mind. Like, you know, I haven't been to a strip club, I think, like in maybe 15 years or something like that, because, you know, you get those things in your mind from young, and it's hard for you to have a decent situation with someone because you're always looking at them as this whore. I mean, you know, you can play your little whore games, you know, here and there, but, you know, you definitely don't want to confuse the person, you know, as like Janet Jackson or something like that. I remember I saw one time a porn, and I'm 8, remember, and it's a mother getting it on with the daughter, and, you know, it was just real ugly. Everything was real ugly, you know, so.
That's nasty. Yeah.
It didn't stop me, though. It didn't scar me like it scarred Shaw Stimuli, though, but, you know, I guess I'm the stronger.
It's the point where you think face shots are like regular, man. It's like.
It's not normal to pee on people. Don't do that.
Well, that's just crazy. You know, you don't want to pee on nobody, and, you know, you don't want to, what else don't you want to do? Shit on nobody. Everything else is pretty much a fair game. So,
what about somebody that's not considered freaky? You know, how does that work out?
What do you define as freaky?
Vic could tell you the stuff he's talking about. Go ahead, Vic, tell her.
What are you talking about?
If a girl's on a period, where you going, man?
Oh, if a girl's on a period, well, I don't do that.
You don't do what?
Hey.
You don't do what? You don't run the red light, or you don't go to the highway?
I mean, there's been one time in my life, one time that I ran a red light, and she promised me that it was yellow, and so I proceeded with caution, and, you know. It wasn't nothing crazy that happened afterwards, but pretty much, as the Bible says, you know, when she's on her period, you know, she got to be in the woods or something like that. Like, I ain't trying to do that. It's not me. You know,
what about the other door? What about the other door?
What door is that, sir? I don't know what you're talking about.
Door number 2.
It's not a door. It's called an asshole, John. They're all adults.
We had to shut his mic off. I don't know what he was talking about. But, you know, the thing is that everything is fair in love and war. All is fair in love and war.
About the asshole, since you're so blatantly, you can talk about it so freely.
Well sir, it's against my policy to speak to other men about the asshole.
I said Jazz,
so,
not you.
You know. Pardon me, sir?
Wait. I want to go back to the red light, yellow light, green light nonsense that you guys are talking about. Actually, that is when a woman is probably the most aroused and tends to have a really high sex drive around her menstrual cycle. So you're missing out, A. And B, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's not considered freaky. And the back door, that's an area I haven't explored yet. So we'll have to table that discussion unless we have a caller wants to talk about that door.
All right, fellas, it's pure. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, if you have two mature, responsible adults, what y'all do in sanctity of your home or public bathroom, whatever it is, that's your business. You know, as long as everybody feels safe, you have your safe word, you know, you know this person, you know, cares for you or won't kill you, just go ahead and do whatever you, you know, do what feels good.
Victorious, I have a caller on my line that would like to address the backdoor comment. Do we have time for that?
They got to call in. You got to hurry up.
Okay, give me one second. She's from 954.
Okay.
954.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I would like to say the back door is fabulous.
Oh,
right.
Wow. A testify.
And you, madam, are a friend to the room.
What makes it so fabulous?
It's like the first time in the vagina all over again.
Wow. Is there some prep work that goes to that? Like, is that a decision that you and your partner made, or did he just kind of spring it on you? Like, do share.
Where did this conversation go? The chat room is hating right now.
Yeah. Where did it go? Did it go like Shaw just said, like, you take it in the back door, Nick?
No, we tried it, and it was slow. You have to relax all your muscles.
You sound like it's in right now. What's going on over there?
My goodness. Right.
My goodness. You sound like you high off the back door. My goodness. Well, you know, whatever floats your boat. No pun
yeah,
intended.
I don't want to know, man. I was going to ask you what the
like,
parade
the back door is open.
Oh, man.
But
did you hear that?
No.
She said no red lights, but the back door is open. So obviously you have a variety of individual preferences when it comes to sex, good or bad.
But caller, can you speak about, you know, because people's concerns are, well, I don't want to get HPV, you know, which is a very, very, very real fear. I don't want any feces, you know, involved. You know, I don't want to tear up my asshole. Like, so what do you do to make sure it's a pleasurable experience?
Well, one, I have a nice diet. I'm a vegetarian. And
they
two,
shit too, though.
You wash your booty hole.
That's it. Just wash.
That's it. That's it. Wash the booty hole. Okay.
Thank you so
well,
much,
you
caller from the back door.
We got about 2 minutes left. Thank you, caller. 973, you're pretty vocal in the chat room about the back door. What you got to say about that?
No dookie love. Sorry, no dookie love.
No dookie love.
Kudos for you. Kudos
for
you.
That's all I have to say about that. My freak flag just does not fly that high. Anatomy class has taught me that there are no pleasure nerves in the anus.
Big up, really? Yeah, big up.
I'm just not interested. Then you want to go from the cleanest, most sacred place on my body to
talk about it.
A place that is meant to eliminate waste and no. No.
Yes, yes. Amen, sister. A freaking man.
To each his own. I'm not passing judgment. It's just not for me. I don't do the dookie love. You cannot ride the Hershey Highway.
No Hershey Highway.
Not ride her. And you good, Shaw? You want to talk to
I'm good. I'm good. I told you, I run a red light any day before I get on the Hershey Highway, and I will stand by that forever.
Now
amen,
the red
light
thing.
C-man.
Okay, well, thank you, Carla. We have about 50
seconds left.
Wait a minute,
she's about to say something about the red light.
Oh, the red light is back. Red light. Yeah, hurry up, though.
Just very quickly, as far as the red light is concerned, orgasms are the number one natural cure for menstrual cramps.
Get out of here.
Thank you.
Get
yourself
you don't want a cranky woman. Just put a towel down, guys. Come on.
Well, she can buy some Pure Romance or something like that because that's not happening.
That'll
I'm
work
sorry.
Too.
That'll
yeah,
work too.
Yeah, you know, I can even do it with you, goddammit. You know, I will apply the rabbit to you. you know, but I'm sure, not, good. No, thank you. But thank you. Wow, what a show. What a show.
What a show.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, we're done. We're done.
Yay!
Wow.
Definitely a favorite.
There? Anybody still
there? Yeah, that was hot. Yeah.
Everybody's going. They're hanging up.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.